This week marks the one-year anniversary of the death of George Floyd. His death sparked national outrage and calls for justice for victims of police brutality. Earlier this week, I sat down with Mocha Jasmine Johnson with the Athens Anti-Discrimination Movement about how the struggle for racial justice looks today. Here's our conversation. It's been a year since the death of George Floyd. What does it mean a year later? You're looking back at this. What are your thoughts?
There's one thing that I have noticed, especially as an activist that advocate for police reform or, you know, dealing with criminal justice reform. It was difficult trying to get some people believing that there is an issue with law enforcement. And I think that George Floyd's death has definitely opened a lot of people's eyes in a different way than it has before, where no matter what political ties you have, what background you may come from, you saw that was an inhumane act. And then when you start looking at it overall, you could see flaws in the law enforcement system. So I see more people now saying like, yeah, there is a problem that needs to be fixed. And people that are empathizing a little bit more and trying to see what they can do to help to make a difference. So I would say that I see that some progress has been made in some areas, but I would also say there's a lot of work left to be done.
Do you still sense that there's the same amount of support that happened immediately after George Floyd's death? Or do you think support has wavered, stayed the same, increased? What do you think about the level of support since his death?
I would say since his death, especially since the verdict, there seems to be an increase of support. I would also say that there has been so many other incidents that have happened in between that some of the, energy may have shifted to those other incidents. But I mean, even the night where we had a verdict, there was another shooting incident. So it makes it hard for you to completely stay focused on one particular shooting because there's so many happening. But I would say that there has still been momentum and continued support because it's a year later and people are still having protests. They're still rallying. They're still advocating for justice.
Well, you touched on this just then, Mocha, but as you said, people celebrated the Chauvin guilty verdict. But as you said, there have been several deadly police encounters since then. What are your thoughts about that in terms of these other shootings? It seems never ending.
So some people have been saying, boy, there seems to be an increase of these shooting incidents as opposed to a decrease. And I just think it's going to continue happening. And it's such a difficult problem to solve that it's going to take years and decades before that culture changes. And it's the culture of policing. It's the culture of our society, you know, to want to fight, pull weapons, or classify people as less than, or officers have more authority, or the way they view Black people. Those are things that is going to take time to change, and there's a lot of work to be done. You know, so, I mean, I said a lot, but I would call it a rice grain of a victory, with Chauvin being found guilty. It's a rice grain compared to all the injustices that have occurred over years to Black and brown people, you know, but we can't give up. We have to continue to fight. And this is not something that it's a moment, it's a movement, and we have to continue to push forward.
Mocha, you said the Chauvin guilty verdict was basically the size of a grain of rice in a whole world of a whole lot of other issues and multiple shootings going on. But let me ask you, are you hopeful about the situation improving? Are you hopeful about the future?
I'm going to always be hopeful. I cannot. The day that I'm no longer hopeful, I'm no longer an activist or a community leader, a person that wants to fight for change. Some people will say that victory doesn't mean anything. It's just like, you know, a pat on the back or something. But I try not to look at it that way. I look at it as something. It's a movement forward. It is some type of progress. And if we keep building on that and we keep moving in that direction, change might not come overnight. It might not come in the next 10 years, but hopefully change will come and we will see a better justice system.
Mocha Jasmine Johnson is president of the Athens Anti-Discrimination Movement.